USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Victory Day Parade refers to the annual military parade of the Russian Armed Forces on Moscow's Red Square. Monday's celebration on the World War II victory had some shades of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin speaking via a translator.
Those who defeated the Nazis showed us an example of heroism for all eternity. This was a generation of victors, and we shall always look up to them. Glory to our great armed forces, for Russia, for victory. Hurrah!
The United States, G7 nations, and European Union agreed to impose new sanctions on Russia ahead of its commitment to phase out Russian oil. Ukrainian President Zelensky joined a G7 leaders call on Sunday to discuss sanctions and commemorate the sacrifices the Allies made to defeat fascism. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Dr. Ben Carson was on Newsmax Saturday saying people celebrating abortions are pure evil, and thankfully it's only a small amount of the population in America.
It's very sad that we've reached a point in our morality where we can tear apart a human being. You know, in 1973, when Roe v. Wade was decided, we knew less about what was inside of that mother's womb. Now we have a lot of details about it. And in the early abortions that are done in the first trimester, even after 6, 7, 8 weeks, you can see a human form. You can see a face with a nose and eye sockets and ears and fingers and toes and a beating heart. And it's very, very difficult to say that that's not a human being.
Over 147,000 people attended this year's Kentucky Derby. Rich Strike, who entered the race after a late scratch, overcame the second longest odds and won the run for the roses. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Russian President Vladimir Putin speaks Monday at the Victory Day Parade in Moscow commemorating the end of World War II via a translator.
The death of each soldier and officer is a tragedy for all of us and is a loss for their loved families. The state enterprises and the non-governmental organizations will do everything to surround these families with care, to help them, and we shall give special support to the children of our dead comrades. There is a presidential decree about that, and it has been signed. I wish speedy recovery to those wounded, and I thank the doctors, nurses, and medical personnel in field hospitals for their selfless work. I bow my head to you for saving every life, for struggling for every life, quite often under the fire in the battlefield, without thinking of yourself.
The Connecticut Department of Public Health has reported the state's first Powassan virus infection of the year. Powassan virus is a rare disease spread by the same tick that causes Lyme disease. The department recommended residents take action to prevent tick bites from now through late fall, using insect repellent, avoiding areas where ticks are likely, and checking carefully for ticks after being outside. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.